Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending January 10th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 14.9. Next year, 3.3. Corn this year, 93.3. And next year, 4.7. And soybeans, 35.5 for this year. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. Slaughter hog prices in the Midwest today are expected to be mostly steady, but the bids are mainly for next week's delivery. Terminals are called mostly steady with tops from $26 to $29.50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $26. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, January 16th, negotiated swine purchases were $11,115 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $37.25 to $48, and the weighted average was $44.16, a loss of 5 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $29.54 to $38, the weighted average $36.20. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $20,353. The base price range, $35.50 to $50.25, the weighted average, $48.18, a gain of $1.18 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $29.54 to $36.82, and the weighted average was $35.27. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. It's rain fell in much of Rio Grande do Sul overnight. Amounts range from a few hundredths of an inch to in the north to 1 inch in southern soybean areas. The precipitation was welcome, likely in temporary easing crop stress. Today's forecast is very similar to that of yesterday with a few exceptions. Rio Grande do Sul gets a little less rain than suggested previously, but showers will impact portions of the state. The bottom line for Brazil has not changed overnight with Rio Grande do Sul and immediate neighboring areas slowly drying out as the month draws to a close. All other areas get rain at one time or another, supporting favorable crop development potential. The wetter bias conditions in center south and center west may eventually lead to some flooding, and the need for greater sunshine and net drying will grow over time. Temperatures will change a little over the next 10 days, daily highs in the 80s, the lower 90s, and Rio Grande do Sul might turn a little warmer after this weekend as a drier bias pattern evolves. In Argentina, rain left over from Tuesday night, continued to northern grain and oilseed areas of Argentina Wednesday. Rainfall was locally heavy from northern Santa Fe into Corrientes. Rainfall totals range from a tenth to six-tenths of an inch in most summer grain and oilseed areas. Coverage was 25% of the nation's crop region. High temperatures were in the 80s with a few 90s in the northern crop areas. Numerous adjustments were made to Argentina's forecast over the next couple of weeks. The most important changes include less rain for tonight and Friday, slightly less rain early next week, and slightly more rain late next week. The final days of January are advertised wetter. The most important theme to the forecast is that of harsh weather, like that of late December, does not seem very likely, which is good news. With that said, it is important to note that rain amounts through the end of the next week are light on a daily basis, and only the frequency of showers and increased cloudiness that offers some improvement to crops. No extreme heat is anticipated. Pockets of dryness will definitely prevail, with East Central Argentina most likely to see net drying until late month. The majority of the nation will experience net drying through early next week. Rainfall expected in the final days of January should offer a little greater relief for drier bias areas in east central Argentina, as well as maintaining more favorable environment for crops elsewhere. In the U.S. Midwest, snow fell from Kansas to Wisconsin Wednesday through this morning. The greatest accumulation occurred from north central corner of Kansas to Wisconsin, and by this afternoon, totals will be 3 to 7 inches, with locally more, especially as you head to northern Wisconsin. Rain preceded the snow from east central Kansas through southwest Iowa, where snow ranged from 1 to 3 inches. Moisture totals ranged from a 0.05 of an inch to 0.15 of an inch across portions of Iowa, northwest Missouri, and northeastern Kansas, with 0.2 to 0.4 in a small pocket near and south of Kansas City. Light snow and some rain will expand from northeast Missouri through eastern Corn Belt today. Snowfall of trace to 2 inches will occur from northeastern Missouri through northern Ohio. Another round of light snow will occur Friday and early Saturday morning through from South Dakota to Ohio with accumulations less than 2 inches. The snow will provide greater protection to wheat against bitter cold temperatures this weekend. And again next week, we do expect at least an inch of snow to cover most of the wheat areas and the temperatures will near or below 0 degrees. Much of the Midwest will see brief periods of snow or flurries Sunday through Tuesday. There's some greater snow potential for lower Midwest during midweek. Light snow with some rain showers continues across portions of the Midwest the January 25th through the 31st time frame. And we would not be surprised to see a larger storm system be more organized during that time as the conditions do appear favorable for developing winter storm. Temperatures will be coldest this weekend with high temperatures in the negative single digits from North Dakota and northeast South Dakota to central Wisconsin, even portions of northwest Illinois and Iowa. The coldest temperatures from Friday and Saturday nights will be in the minus 20s across the far northwest with a few locations approaching minus 30. And temperatures will be cool to zero as far south of the line from central Nebraska through northern Missouri to northern Ohio. And by Wednesday, high temperatures will rebound in the single digits and teens in the north and the 20s and 30s in the south. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Landing at the Lincoln Trail Golf Course in Taylorville. A meeting for the commodities gets underway at 7 o'clock this evening. Panelists for the meeting include Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, Matt Bennett of Bennett Grain, and Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. That's at the Landing in Taylorville at the Lincoln Trail Golf Course tonight at 7. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we hope to see you there.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baesdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9:59, unchanged, last trade up 9. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 928.5, up 2, last trade up 12.5. July, 851.25, down 3/4. Make that unchanged, last trade up 9.5. March corn opened at 502.5, unchanged, last trade up 5.25. July, 522.75, down 2.5, last trade up 5. December, 520, down 1.25, last trade up 5.5. March beans open at 1279, up 2, last trade up 17. July, 1307.25, down 7, last trade up 15.5. March soybean meal opened at 347.80, down 90, last trade up 520. March soybean oil opened at 52.74, up 1, last trade up 58. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, I would think that the export sales report today will put a little bit of spine in those folks that were a little shaky yesterday over the talk of recession.
Certainly. Really, the corn export bookings at 93.3 are extremely noteworthy. I mean, that's a marketing year high. That may be an all-time high. I haven't gone back and checked very far. But we also had almost 5 million bushels of new crop corn booked for export. It shows that the export buyers are still very active in this market after having taken a little breather last week. That was four times the previous week. I mean, that's just amazing. South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, unknown destinations, all buyers, which are typical buyers, but it shows that they're stepping up to the plate. A little moisture in dry areas coming up, according to Scott's report earlier. Iowa, Missouri, South Dakota, I think ought to be favorable. Still, we'll be up 6 to 10 cents, probably really sparking something on the upside at the outset on corn.
Soybean exports were pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, really outstanding. I thought at 35.5 million bushel, the high end of the trade estimates was 20 million. So China took about a quarter of that amount. Continued speculative buying, a lot of volatility in the market, up 10 to 15 cents at the outset.
Of course, the wheat market hasn't given up as much as the beans and the corn and the volatility this week, and they were up overnight as well. What are you looking for there?
The wheat's starting to float back. I wouldn't say there's a big fire under it. We came in with export bookings at about 15 million bushel, 3 million on the new crop. Within the trade estimates, Egypt's tender is outstanding here. Pakistan's supposed to tender overnight tonight. We'll be up a dime, I think, to 12 cents just based on that exporter support there.
About 30 seconds left for CME livestock, please.
At the market, I think we'll see a mixed market. I'm a little bit negative here, the cash on both the cattle and the hogs, but I think we'll see a mixed day, probably up 20, down 20 type of an opening.
Thank you much for your time today, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, she is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We podcast all of our agricultural offerings. Go to WILOAG.org and click on the podcast link. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.